This is an explanation of the LEADS model by Yes Psychology and Consulting. LEADS stands for Listen, Empathize, Ask, Discuss Steps. It's a conversation tool for helping to diffuse emotional conversations and uses some well-known tactics for calming others and leading into a two-way conversation that's more likely to produce results or maintain an atmosphere where the other person feels heard and supported. This can be used in workplaces, talking with colleagues. It can be used for customer situations. And many people find that the same model is helpful at home with friends and family. So let's look at each of the steps. Listen is about listening fully with your attention, focused on the person, showing this in your body language and your focus. And repeating back what they've said or paraphrasing that in a way that checks your understanding and lets them know that you've been listening. You may use words like, I'm listening, how can I help? Let's go over it and see what we can do. Next is empathize. Basic empathy uses simple words to understand their situation, even if you disagree with what's going on or you don't feel the same way. Empathize with their issue or empathize with their feelings using phrases like, I can see you're frustrated by this, or I'm sorry that happened, I can understand your concern. By this time, there may be a degree of diffusing or perhaps a sense that you are safe to talk to and the lines of communication are open. So now it's good to ask questions and to help the other person activate their thinking centers of their brain. So asking questions helps to do that. We want to clarify what they want, what they need, or what they expected to happen. So you can ask questions like, what were you expecting to happen instead? Why do you think things went wrong? How can I help you? Do you mind if we take some time to talk through things in more detail? Usually, this allows the person to answer questions in a way that gives you time to think and ponder what to do next. But staying true to the model, it's easy just to move on to discuss steps. So it might take 1 minute, it might take five, or maybe even half an hour. So discuss the details of the situation. If this is appropriate for your role or the situation that's occurring, look at the background and look at some solutions if this is appropriate. So get a two-way discussion here. And lastly, steps. Once you've got an understanding of what has been going on, it may be a simple step that needs to be taken. Or it might be that you need to both go and find more information or get a third person to give advice. So step out the action you both can take. This is what I will do. This is what you will do. So as a script for discuss steps, it looks like this. Tell me more about it. Can we go back and work out when this happened? Or let's identify the key issue and talk each through. Can I suggest that we try XYZ? And then coming down to the step part of what can I do within my role to help you? Okay, this is what I think I can do. What do you think you will do from here? Each part of the LEADS model, listen, empathize, ask, discuss steps, has its own part to play, but together becomes a very powerful tool. It can also be used to track back over situations and conversations that have already occurred, and you can work out what you might do differently in the future, or what you could have done to improve the conversation. Some people who look at this model will simply see, I did lots of listening and empathizing, but I didn't ask enough questions, and perhaps we didn't really get down to what steps needed to occur. Other people, and more commonly, we find supervisors or those who like to fix things, are looking at the step to take, going to the action mode in the beginning of the conversation. And they might have found themselves going around in circles with the other person until they went back, stopped, and just listened, nodded, and empathized in some way. The model can be used in the heat of the moment. Just remember, when in doubt or there's an emotional conversation, you don't have to have the answer straight away. Just follow the steps. Listen, empathize, ask questions, discuss steps. And lastly, for those who want to go further and think ahead to planning a conversation, the LEADS model can also assist you. So with each area, you can think through what might need to happen in the conversation. For listen, think, what is the key message or the need that I need to be listening out for with this person? How will I show them I'm listening in the future? what am I noticing might be going on for them and might be going on for me in the situation? That's listening at a deeper level. With empathizing, what words or phrases would help me to empathize with them and engage them in the future? Ask, what questions would you ask them to find out more or get them talking with you based on who they are and what you know about them? How would you ask them about their needs or expectations using your own language and your own words? And discuss steps. For discuss, how you engage this person in a conversation. Think about who they are. Will they need a quiet spot or happy to tic-tac by email and then have a conversation? And make sure that you're composed and ready to talk about it in a two-way format because it might take some time. And lastly, steps. Based on your role and your responsibilities, what steps would you suggest to take? Ones that would help perhaps resolve the mutual needs. And think about what role expectations and boundaries are important in the situation at hand. And just to close off now, giving you a bit more of the science and psychology behind why the model works. So firstly, giving your full attention and using active listening sends a signal that you're open versus defensive. It gives time for them to settle and focus, and it gives you time to listen for the real message. Empathy works both ways. It gives them the signal that you're trying to understand, and especially the human side of things. It helps validate their concerns as it's important to them, but also for us, it creates a frame where our own behavior becomes more open and more considerate of the other person. It promotes a composure versus conflict. Asking them questions can often show that you're serious about helping. It helps them clarify and focus, and also takes the pressure out of figuring out what the best thing is to do and say. It helps clarify realistic expectations and potential misunderstandings. So with discuss, we're looking at a two-way discussion. It allows an exchange of information, and it normally generates options and clarifies perceptions and misperceptions. It can also facilitate agreement and a sense of working together. And lastly, outlining steps shows commitment to being helpful. It facilitates change and agreement, and it moves the conversation onwards. People who have used the iLeads model at work and at home have found not only does it help with the tactical situations and transactions with people, but it can transform relationships and perspectives as well.